We exist in our cadence. We might see anything here now that the city is behind us. It's clear that we are in Maasai territory. Passing through the village of Altapezi, we stand out like a sore thumb among the local people wearing the traditional red shuka. We ride on. The road is nature's audition reel. Look, waterbuck. If we're lucky, we might see a leopard. Dikdiks, the small antelope found in these parts, bound out of sight into the thorny undergrowth. Warthogs and baboons, eland, monochrome zebras and elegant giraffes. People still claim to see the odd lion in this area, not today. Apart from the dreadlocked one in front of me. Leone Nero, they called him in Italy, Black Lion. I am chasing the Black Lion. We pass ostriches with long legs no more muscular than my own. If I point that out to Leone Nero and the boys, they won't let me live it down. It's true, though. We are only cutting through this world, he and I. This is no Rift Valley tourist cruise. We are racers. I am chasing him. He is my prey. He is cackling like a hyena because he knows I will never catch him. I don't have it in my haunches. He has thousands of miles of roads and hills packed in there, all compressed into clenched muscle, teasing me with his back wheel. Now you see it, Kijana, now you don't. I can't win, but he stays close enough to taunt me. Down we go. It becomes stiller and it becomes hotter. The further into this dimple in the earth's skin we ride, the more it is like a furnace. We will rest and laugh together when we get to the end. The end is the moonscape of Magadi, with its salt-crusted shores and boiling soda lakes. There will be candy cotton pink clouds of startled flamingos, and my mother following an hour or two behind in the car will bring food to restore and recharge us before we turn back for home. I know him. He will say, "Put your bike into your mum's car and go with her. The long climb home is not for you, Kijana." He knows me. Never. We race on. There are two dangers, homicidal drivers and potholes. This is Africa. Do we worry? Never. In fact, I have taken my helmet off. I shouldn't, but the heat is my alibi. The helmet is tied round my handlebars, clipped on. He is not even dressed to race. He has a t-shirt and gym shorts on, and a pair of sneakers. I am in full bloody racing gear. He loves that. People in cars stick their heads out of the windows. Look at that skinny cyclist kid trying to catch up with that Rastafarian on a bike. Oh, God help him. Look. I'm thinking that I didn't pop him on the Ngong climbs, but maybe I put some ache into his old legs. If I surprised him, could I get away from him on the long downhill? I make my moves, and each time he responds. I get close enough so that he drafts me, but when I press the gas, he has already pulled away. We hit a pitted stretch of road. Potholes and fissures and lumps. We hit it fast. If one slows, then the other wins. We push hard. Then pop! My helmet unclips as I hit one of the little speed bumps that wear and tear has made for the battered Magadi road. The helmet falls a few inches and catches my front wheel, sending it jolting sideways towards him. He rides straight over it. The helmet jams into his front wheel. The front wheel stops dead, and the back wheel buck jumps from the road. He says goodbye to his bike. He is launched down the road at over 60 kilometers per hour, flying like a missile with dreadlocks. How far? He says 50 meters. I'm not so sure. That might have brought him into Tanzanian airspace. The flying isn't the thing anyway. The landing is the issue here on the downward grooves of the Magadi road. He lands first on his elbows and his knees. The road seizes huge patches of his skin from the joints and from the front of his body. There is blood everywhere. His knees alone are a horror show. They look like the grafted-on asses of two young baboons. I am scared and I feel guilty, stupid, sick. Any water I have left in my bottles I use to try to clean his wounds. I might as well try damming Lake Magadi with sticking plasters. He is calm, but we are both sweating in the dead heat, and I know that his sweat is running freely into his raw, vivid wounds. We sit there on the side of the road for 10-20 minutes. I apologize. He waves it away. Every time he waves it away. Maybe Mum will drive past and save us. Let it be. We sit there and find...